to be yourselves a race by which God's holiness can turn this world into a radiant joy.
Our bodies know things
before our brains do.
The fasting
is our opportunity
to hear
what our body is saying to us
without our interrupting,
to fulfill its cries.
I don't like fasting.
I actually enjoy fasting. Union with your body.
My mind relaxed.
I can just be.
Being in community.
Being in temple.
So I'm not isolated.
I find the whole period difficult. I think about what I did.
Or didn't do.
And reflect on that.
Cry out loud. Don't hold back. Lift up your voice like the shofar. Tell my people what they are doing wrong.
But Isaiah's not just telling you the message.
There are questions.
Making us question.
Our motivations.
Hachazel, is this?
Is this the fast that I desire?
Hachazel,
isn't this?
Isn't this what I desire?
For you to share your bread?
With the hungry.
By being hungry ourselves,
we can more deeply hear
these words.
Share your bread.
With the hungry. Bring the poor.
The down and out.
The outcasts.
To your house.
They are your flesh.
And blood.
Don't hide yourself from them.
We are all one human body.
We are all together.
So we can't ignore them.
By fasting
on Yom Kippur
for one day,
we have a chance
to feel
a little
of what they feel
perpetually,
to become aware
of why
people don't have a job,
a place to stay,
a home,
what people are going through,
how hard people are working.
You have to talk to people.
My daughter is a preschool teacher.
She makes less than minimum wage.
Some people have three jobs.
And they still go to bed hungry. A woman I know,
28,
three kids.
She works as a nurse
in the emergency room
from 7 to 7.
And goes home
and works at the elementary school
until 3 o'clock.
People
who themselves look like they could use some help
will take out some money
or food,
a protein bar,
an apple,
a fruit.
Turn your brokenness
toward ways of redemption.
When you see them naked, clothe them.
When you see.
The reality around you.
People don't know to see.
I didn't.
Growing up.
We need to learn.
To be yourselves the rays by which God's holiness can turn this world into a radiant joy.
When you see them naked, clothe them. We donate to three children
back to school clothes,
socks and underwear,
and a backpack,
and a coat,
and sneakers.
That's being the ray.
But our kids didn't always know it.
Teaching kids how to be the ray.
The school will call and say,
it's 30 degrees outside,
and we need a coat.
This kid came to school with no coat.
Kids write letters saying,
I've never had a coat before.
This is my first coat.
We are all the ray.
Would you bring someone into your house?
I'll be honest.
I don't think I would take any of them home.
I like to think
that that's what I would do.
But I don't know.
If I could.
I wonder about it.
My sister
had an extra room
in her house
with a separate entrance
and its own bathroom.
She started taking people in.
A friend.
Down on their luck. Someone
had a divorce.
A woman with epilepsy.
Got burned during a seizure.
Had to have plastic surgery.
But had no place
to stay.
For months
and months,
she stayed with them.
They really did the mitzvah.
So maybe
it's not literally
bringing someone
off the street,
but bringing someone
whose life is upended
into your home,
into your heart.
Raise each other up.
What we did
was furnish a room
for refugees.
They came
from Syria.
The darkness is so deep.
Aleppo knows.
Raise each other up.
Every Shabbat,
my whole family would get together.
We had very little.
But my grandfather would say,
you always have to invite people.
People of every type.
And color.
And dress.
Characters.
Homeless people.
Down and out.
We'd have Shabbat dinner with us.
There's always someone
who needs to be fed.
Holy One whispers,
Raise each other up.
I always have
a bunch of singles
in my coat pocket.
Easy to get to.
And I just give it to people in need.
There,
but for the grace of God,
go I.
Turn your brokenness
toward rays of redemption.
Your light should shine
in the dark.
What can you do yourself?
Advocacy,
relief work.
What's your one first step?
These are men
and women,
flesh
like you.
The otherness you reach for is here.
Dear holiness,
the darkness is so deep.
May we reach dawn.
Step upon the green
of hope.
Holy One whispers,
raise each other up.
Turn your brokenness
toward rays of redemption.
Return your wounded world
into the womb of Rachamim.
From mercy shall come your strength.
To be yourselves the rays by which God's holiness can turn this world into